Welcome, altruists,
truth seekers,
conspiracy theorists,
and nut jobs alike. Today we're going to be doing a different kind of video, which is why we're on a new channel. And we figured what better way to start this channel on video than with the Epstein conspiracy theory. This is kind of a trigger warning if you have an issue talking about his suicide or about the pedophilic behavior that he displayed. Now is probably a good time for you to exit the video.
We are also doing this as a podcast, so if you're just listening to the podcast, we also have the video form. So if you would like to watch the video form, you can go onto YouTube to watch it. Jeffrey Edward Epstein was born January 20th, 1953 in Brooklyn, New York. He was a financier for Mortimer Zuckerman, Les Wexner, two U.S. Treasury secretaries, a head of state, philanthropist, and I'm sure more we aren't aware of. His net worth was over nine figures in his 2019 trial.
I feel like that's just so ridiculous that he had that much money and already had prior charges on him.
For real though. Probably didn't help with the fact of him having that much money. Made it a lot easier for him to do stuff, shit like that, so.
Exactly.
In 1993, he obtained an 8,000-acre ranch in New Mexico worth around $28 million today. 1998, he got Little St. James, a 75-acre property in the Virgin Islands worth about $63 million. He had a private helicopter and the Lolita Express, a Boeing 727 that was dubbed this way not because Epstein wanted it that way, but by witnesses who saw him taking underage girls onto this private party jet. He's hosted people such as Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, Naomi Campbell, and Larry Summers.
I feel like it's ridiculous that he just had so much money.
He did, which is exactly how he got away with it for so long, is because he was able to either pay people off, or he was, I don't know, he knew people's fetishes, or whatever, he supplied for them, is my best guess.
His home in Palm Beach, Florida was worth about $19 million, his mansion in Brooklyn was worth about $50 million. This is obviously a guy who was super wealthy and had super wealthy and powerful friends in high places. He donated to the Clinton Foundation, to Bill Clinton's presidential campaign in 1999. He donated to Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton is on the Lolita Express flight logs over 26 times, actually. So he's obviously pretty personal and friendly with the Clintons. But then for Epstein, in March of 2005, it all came crashing down for him when a 14-year-old girl came forward and stated that she was molested at his mansion in Palm Beach.
I don't really much to say about that. He's a pedophile. It's pretty fucking
sick. Yeah, I mean, that's all just there really is to say.
There's nothing.
He's
just
fucking sick, so
I mean, no wonder he's getting away with it. I mean, he has such high friends in such high places. I mean, the Clintons, they're...
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to lead America. In April of 2005, the police were doing an investigation. They were doing trash pulls and found names and phone numbers of several 13 to 16-year-old girls. In October of the same year, a victim was being interviewed, and one of Epstein's assistants continuously called the victim mid-interview, asking the victim to contact them in reference to police questioning. A butler also came forward to testify that Epstein had his guest and his guests had frequently had underage girls in the house throughout the day. Usually about three or four girls would be in and out of the house throughout the day.
Yeah, he said an average of three to four every single day were in and out of that house. It's fucking disgusting.
Ranging from the age of 13 to 16, and from some of the ones I was seeing, even younger.
Yep. In May of 2006, police made an official arrest on Epstein and his two assistants for several counts of unlawful sex acts with a minor. In June, unfortunately, the jury heard from one of the girls and decided to only charge Epstein with one count of solicitation of prostitution. The ruling did not reflect on the initial victim in question or the other minors who had come forward.
So, even though there was probably already 5 or 6 girls that had come forward, the jury decided to hear the one girl. The one girl was only allowed to testify, so the ruling was for one person instead of the several that had come forward.
Yep, and there was probably way more before that, too. So.
Yep.
In July of 2006, Jesus, the FBI launched an investigation called Operation Leap Year against Epstein, listing to child prostitution as the primary charge. In November, the FBI began talking to witnesses in Florida, New York, and New Mexico.
We're from New Mexico. It would be so easy for him to do what he was doing there, because
a lot of the victims that he preferred were not living ideal lives, I guess is the best way to phrase it. They were growing up around drugs. They didn't have the greatest influences.
Poverty levels were pretty high, you know, amongst in those areas.
And that was pretty much his MO, so. In June of 2007, a 53-page indictment was presented by the U.S. Attorney's Office. His legal team immediately started working on plea deals. But that September, the same year, federal prosecutors presented several plea deals to him and his attorneys, but they rejected them. And then in October, they finally reached a deal. The deal included, 1, the victims would not be notified of his sentencing or arrest, 2, the deal would be kept under seal, and 3, that all grand jury subpoenas against him would be canceled. Then in January of 2008, Epstein's lawyer said they would be rejecting that deal because Epstein would be required to register as a sex offender.
Which he should be required to register as a sex offender. He was one. He was a pedophile.
I don't know how they ever thought that they could plea that off of him, to be honest. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It makes no sense to me why they would think they could get away with that.
Never made him.
That's probably why he thought he could get away with that. It's because New Mexico never made him do it.
Yeah, New Mexico never required him to register as a sex offender. Not in his first issue in 2006, not when he got arrested again. Never did New Mexico require him to register.
Nope.
That March, the FBI talked to more witnesses, gathered more evidence, and it got noted that Epstein's lawyers were actually harassing the victims in May of that year. And the Justice Department stated if a plea deal wasn't reached, Epstein would be federally prosecuted, forcing Epstein that June to go to the court and ultimately plead guilty. The two official charges were one count of solicitation of prostitution and another count of solicitation of prostitution of a minor. He was required to register as a sex offender in Florida twice a year. Which is ridiculous, because essentially they're saying that those girls were prostitutes instead of victims.
Yep. And like I said, only in Florida, too. It didn't say anything about New Mexico.
Always New York. The victim's fault.
Yep.
When it comes to rich people, I swear.
It really is, though. In August, his victims learned he was already in jail and asked to have his plea deal unsealed. But this was denied, obviously, because of the plea deal terms. In October, they allowed him to do work release, where a private driver transported him to his office, where he was allowed to remain for 12 hours out of the day. He was basically only in jail to sleep. What was he doing for those 12 hours? I doubt he was there the entire time.
I doubt he was working the entire time.
Who works a 12-hour day anyways, let alone when you're in prison.
Whenever he's that rich, too, I doubt he was actually working. In July of 2009, he was released 5 months early. He was required to register as a sex offender. He was supposed to be confined to his home and office, but there was his documentation that he frequented Manhattan and his island, Little St. James. In August of 2009, a police officer found Epstein walking along A1A, a coastal highway, when he was supposed to be at work, but his probation officer said he was permitted to be there getting exercise. Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. Who they don't allow regular people that freedom. Why is he being allowed all this lax freedom with no restrictions?
For being exactly. A pedophile. For being a pedophile. It just doesn't
he
make
essentially,
any sense.
It was just essentially he had a harder bed at night. That's yep. About it.
He got a slap on the wrist for what a fucking pedophile should be getting. Flat
yeah.
Out.
Literally.
By September of 2009, he had at least a dozen lawsuits for molestation or selling girls into prostitution. That November, he had a butler come forward with a little black book that contained hundreds of names of underage girls and their phone numbers. And in April of 2010, his Lolita Express flight log records were pulled, and it listed an assortment of politicians, celebrities, scholars, national security advisors, etc. In 2015, Virginia Roberts and Katie Johnson came forward stating the government infringed on their rights by not informing them of Epstein's arrest or what had happened with his case. That same month, it came out that Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Naomi Campbell, Doug Band, Sean Koo, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, Gary Blackwell, Hank Collier, and more were also repeat guests on the flight logs. April 2010, his Lolita Express flight logs were pulled, and it had an assortment of politicians, celebrities, scholars, national security advisors, etc. In 2015, Virginia Roberts and Katie Johnson came forward stating the government had infringed on their right to know about what happened with Epstein's case and him being in jail. That same month, though, it came out that Prince, Andrew, Bill Clinton, Naomi Campbell, Doug Band, Sean Koo, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, Gary Blackwell, Hank Collier, and more were also repeat guests on the flight logs.
And with the rumors and the way that the victims described the incidents that happened, it's very obvious the stuff that was happening, and it happened on the plane. And so it would be very obvious if those people were frequently on the plane that they would see something like that. You know what I mean? So,
I much would have bet Hillary's emails have something to do with that too.
I guarantee with Bill Clinton being on his flight logs over 26 times that he at minimum knew and condoned, if not participated in my opinion.
Yep. Prince Andrews too. A prince.
So
yeah, that's, I wonder how much more of the royal family is actually doing shit like that.
Exactly.
Or if it's just him.
So, Ghislaine, I don't know how to pronounce it.
There's no R, it's either Ghislaine or Ghislaine.
Ghislaine? I've heard it with an R.
There's no R present in it. I don't know where they'd be making an R sound. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
We're from New Mexico, we're ranked 49th for education, it's alright.
Yeah. Maxwell, she also began getting named as his madam and accused of luring in young women for Epstein. In December of 2018, he was set to go on trial for new charges. In July of 2019, he was officially arrested again on charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking. Up to this point, it's all been factual. There is evidence, witness testimony, victim statements, documents, the whole nine. This is where the conspiracy begins. So everything that we've said so far has been proven. You can go online and you can find it yourself.
It's all facts.
There's transcripts, there's literally everything about all of his cases.
And it's very easy to find it. All you have to do is look it up.
On August 10th, 2019, guards found Epstein's unresponsive body in his jail cell. Official reports say his cause of death was self-strangulation. That October, though, Epstein's brother hired a forensic pathologist that disputed this finding, saying that the lower area of his neck being bruised and not the top area of the neck being bruised, along with three fractures and strange bruising all over Epstein's body, the death actually coincides with homicide rather than suicide. I mean, yeah. And there was also a fracture in his jaw. His jaw. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, bruises all over him.
Yeah, that doesn't happen from hanging yourself.
Exactly.
Rather than suicide. And that in his 50 years of experience, he had never seen such a strange and unusual bruise from suicide.
The videos of his first suicide attempt,
because there was multiple,
accidentally got deleted. And for the second one, both of the cameras were mysteriously broken. And the guards that were assigned to him for his suicide watch fell asleep. They've actually since come forward and redacted their statements and basically said that they lied about that. I think they're actually in jail, if I remember reading that right. I could be wrong on that, but...
Yeah.
We're not going to show photos that they released of what his cell looked like or of his autopsy. We figure that might be a little graphic for this channel and for what we're trying to do, but you can find photos on an unmonitored and unbiased search engine called DuckDuckGo. They are the shit. They do not track you. They do not lie to you. And that's basically what Google is doing right now. They're really monitoring and biasing searches.
Hiding a lot of actual truths and facts on there. So they'll show you everything instead of
something. Yeah, there's a lot more stuff, information you're able to find a lot easier.
The autopsy photos look nothing like Epstein. And his cell looks like an all-out brawl happened.
And it really does. When you look at it, it just seems...
There's like 9 jumpsuits in his
cell. Dude, and there's just everything everywhere. It makes no sense.
Yeah, no.
And with him being over 6 foot tall, there is almost no way or place he could have hung himself. Yeah, no, that jail cell was pretty short, like... It was...
Even on the window.
Where the jumpsuit was tied was like 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah, it was on the bed. It was on the bed.
There was no way he could have killed himself that way. The orange jumpsuit he used left an oddly thin line and had no blood on it. Sorry. Blood on it. Although his neck in the autopsy photos had blood present.
Blood on the jumpsuit at all, but there was blood on his neck.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense at all. He left a note with a pen he shouldn't have had because he's on suicide watch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, it would be hard to kill yourself with a pen, don't get me wrong, but why would you allow someone on suicide watch to
exactly.
have one?
You're not supposed to have... Because it'd be easy to do it because I know people have done it in their throat.
You started coping your jugular.
Exactly.
He also had a CPAP machine with an extension cord that probably would have been more effective.
And a lot easier than a freaking jumpsuit.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Especially with how he would have had to have done it on the bunk bed that it was hanging from.
It would have been...
It would have been
shorter.
Yeah, it would have been right here. There's no way he would have been, like, leaning against it and choking itself out. He would have had to have, like, sat down like that. That is literally the only way. And even then, he still probably wouldn't have died from it. So, probably would have just passed out and fell right out of it. Bill Clinton flew with him over 26 times. He has several repeat guests such as Naomi Campbell, Doug Bann, Sean Koo, Kevin Spacey, Nicole Junkerman, Chris Tucker, Gary Blackwell, Michael Lithman, Gail Smith, Prince Andrew, and which all of them are prominent public figures ranging from business owners, news anchors, lawyers, and obviously a ton more.
A prince.
Yeah.
A literal prince.
A prince. And I'm sure there's more, too. I mean,
and it's not even like some prince from some unknown family. It's like the prince from the British family.
The royal family.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
real. Bill Clinton, a president of this country, the U.S. that we are in.
He is a former president.
It's astonishing to me that these people were just so open about it.
No, they got away with it. I mean, look at Bill Clinton now. He's still out doing shit. And so is Hillary. And I guarantee she was going along with that.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed. I mean... Look at the emails. There are also tons of guests just listed as females, 2 or 1 male. I'm sure because they were too young to have IDs, which is most likely the case.
That's guaranteed to be the case on a lot of them. That's how a lot of females ended up coming forward. He was flying these females all across to different countries and stuff for masseuse school and different things. It was disturbing.
Yes.
It's estimated that his victim count is actually in the hundreds. He victimized tons of girls under the disguise of them giving him a massage. If a man this wealthy and in the public eye can be doing this in plain sight. What is he doing this behind closed doors? What are his prestige accomplices doing behind closed doors? What information did Epstein have that they didn't want getting released? And finally, was he a foot soldier in all of this? Was he a pawn in a much larger game than any of us realize?
These are the things that kind of, like, that's the conspiracy in it. It's, what did he know that he died knowing? Obviously, it wasn't a suicide from all, every kind of way you look at it in his autopsy photo.
Autopsy photos.
Those. In the autopsy photos. And any of the pictures you've seen of his cell or anything like that, there's just no way it was a suicide.
And how there was really no media coverage on it. I mean, there was for like a little bit, but...
Very briefly. Not much.
I mean, I feel like a rich and powerful man like that should have definitely had more coverage of being a pedophile. I mean, that shit should have been all over the news, all over everything. Like, it should have been blasted everywhere.
And nothing really happened until after he died.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, it still didn't... There wasn't much said about it. And nothing was said about it beforehand, so...
There's been so many lies. I mean... Mm-hmm. That just no one can get their stories straight. People have been calling the bullshit on this since the word go, because it's just so blatantly a lie to the general public, in my opinion.
It's such an obvious lie. Like, there's no... If you just hear the details of it, even just hearing the factual details in their case on how it's a suicide, you... automatically, no, that doesn't add up, right?
Yeah, and how they just went along with it. Oh, like, yeah, no. They didn't want to get him really...
Well, they just off themselves.
Yeah, literally, that's all they said. He just killed himself. Yeah, no. Like, yeah, no. With all of the information that he had...
He was about to expose so many big-name people, and I guarantee that's why they offed him. He was about to bring light to people that they aren't quite...
That'd have been the only way to get his sentence actually lightened, was to... rat a bunch of other people out.
Yep.
And of course, those big people, especially like people like Bill Clinton and stuff.
Imagine who he was prostituting these children to. Exactly. I mean, flat out, he was prostituting these children out to all of these people that are repeat guests on his flight log, in my opinion.
Guaranteed. If they were going there multiple times, they knew it was happening and they were most likely participating with it.
Exactly. There was no hiding it. Especially whenever you... look into the way the girls describe how things are, way things were going, which we will discuss in other videos. But it just makes sense that they know, and they were obviously participating. All right, guys. Thank you for staying tuned for the first part of this series. Please stay tuned for the next part. Like, subscribe, share it. If you enjoy the video,
thank you so much.
Thank you.